Good evening, my friends.
Good evening.
Let us begin with your questions, because there is much work we would like to do with each one of you.
Cool. Yes, I have a question which I have been asked to put to you, and I couldn't do so last week, but I will do it now. I have been asked by a lady, quite an experienced member of our Wednesday group, and she had lost her husband some 4 months ago, and had a most peculiar experience. I must just put a note of light on here for a moment. She said that recently, as she was approaching sleep, she felt herself drifting away and knew it was not sleep. She was acutely aware of her husband with her, and he told her that he had another daughter in spirit of which she was unaware. When she asked him how this was, he said he was not able to give all the answers. Whilst he was speaking about this, she said that she felt physical contractions as though she was in labor. Her question is that, is it possible for two spirits to be born at the same time, one taking on the physical life and the other returning immediately to spirit?
You put the question aptly. Apart from those born together, as you would term twins, which is indeed two souls who conjoin together to be born at the same time. Apart from that, the answer is no.
Okay. I didn't see how it would be possible.
We have spoken on what happens briefly before you come to inhabit these bodies.
Yes, you have.
It has to be agreed beforehand the conditions into which you place yourselves. That being so, it would not be within the natural laws for these occurrences to take place.
I see.
You understand?
Mm-hmm, I do. Thank you very much. I'll pass that answer on to her. The other question is, before I open the floor to others, I don't know, this is supposition on my part, but I don't know whether for any reason you were very close to me yesterday morning. Well, I had been thinking of you, actually, not calling on you, but thinking about your teachings. And I had an almost overwhelming sense of joy and happiness, just as if the whole world had dissolved around me into peace. It was a most peculiar feeling, lovely feeling. I wish I could have retained it.
Yes, I have spoken to you all to tell you I will always be with you. But I have to say, your experience was not that of my doing.
Let's see.
But of someone you have been told about in previous times, who you would become more aware of.
Mm-hmm. This is what a marvelous experience.
I am happy to tell you all that the awareness within each and every one of you is slowly coming to the fore. You, my good friends, have much experience in these matters, and of course your awareness is such that any happenings you trust your own instincts about them. Unfortunately, with some within the room, they still doubt. But we hope to dispel those doubts as time goes by.
Thank you. I hope you can, because I could never wish anybody more happiness than I experienced in those few moments yesterday morning.
My friends, you have earned it. I will say no more. There are many who come close to you, who surround you, who help you, uplift you. Many, until now, you have been unaware of. But as time progresses, you will come to know them well.
And I certainly look forward to that. Thank you for the answer. Now, questions, anybody?
I would like to say I do not wish to spend too much time this evening on questions, because there are many here within the room who are anxious to help and to yours. I have said to you that it is my desire that each and every one of you develops to the best of their abilities.
Yes, you have.
And this evening we hope to devote to that very task.
Thank you very much.
If that is acceptable to you.
Yes, of course, we're guided by you every time on these occasions.
Again, I thank you for your graciousness.
Right, any quick questions for Saint-Domet? No, sir.
I never cease to wonder why these tongues of yours cease to function when you come into this room.
Well, I have one question which might be a short one, and perhaps it would fit in. And I've been reading what I understand to be some channeled writings about the setting up of a monastery. And, well, it's at the time when Saint Columba sailed for the island of Iona. And I've sometimes wondered if that was a chance landfall, but my readings have led me to believe that he would have been guided there, and that was a place of old energies. And the suggestion is that he reawakened old energies there. Is there anything you can say about that?
I can, my friend. Many of the people you have named say, am amused by the term saint. But let me continue upon this theme. Man you speak of was indeed, as you term, a saint in your world, because indeed he was a man of spirit who was guided by those beings who came to this earthly life with him. From a small child, this being was touched from our world. Therefore, it makes sense, does it not, that all that he did while he trod upon your earthly world should be guided.
Yes.
Indeed he was. I cannot say that of all who are termed saints, but in this instance it is correct to say, I almost said, a master of his time, but he would not have been seen as such. But his gifts became well known, as you have probably read.
Yes, indeed.
And as we have spoken upon briefly before, there are many areas within your world which have energies which are special, if you like to term it that way.
Yes.
And yes, he was guided there, mainly to seek that guidance which followed him. That is why his footsteps trod that pathway, for the guidance he needed for the rest of his earthly existence.
Yes, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Let me say to you, if he is willing, I will try to bring him to you.
Isn't that marvelous?
Wonderful.
That would be wonderful.
He then can explain to you his feelings whilst upon this earth.
We certainly look forward to that one day.
I will let you know beforehand, as I always do when someone is coming to speak to you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Now, my friend, I ask that each of you sit within the silence for a few minutes. I would like you to go to each person, and please do give what you are feeling, seeing, or feel as touch. nothing short of be classed as imagination or too trivial. Do you understand?
I fear everybody actually coming round to each of you individually. Mm-hmm. And if you experience anything whilst I am with another person, please say so quietly and I'll come to you to assist to the power for what you are getting when you call me. Clear?
There will be someone to speak through this one.
Okay.
But let us see what can be achieved.